one of the purposes on objects of this Islaijal, is that the whole of deen must come into our life and to create the fikr within ourselves. That I haven't got the whole of deen. So what effort do I have to make now from today for the rest of my life? What part of my life do I have to correct? Last night it was discussed that our aqidah, our beliefs have to be correct. Second part of our deen which has to be correct is our ibadat, acts of worship. Then inshallah later on we will discuss our monetary dealings, our muamalat, and then our social etiquette, muasharat, and finally our akhlaq and character. These are five efforts a person has to make on himself. It's very, very important. Yesterday aqaid was discussed. Today inshallah we will do a few on ibadat. The first and most important ibadat is salah. First thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah is our salah. If it sounds to be correct, everything else will be okay. If not, all other acts will fail. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah is the key to Jannah. The difference between kufr and iman is salah. So we have to be very, very careful, perform our five times salah. But Allah ta'ala commands us, iqamat salah, not just performing salah, but perfection of one salah. This means, every portion of our salah, we have to be very, very careful. Example, our tajweed, is our tajweed correct? Are the masail correct? Are we reading our salah at the right time? For males, are we reading our salah in jamaat, in the masjid? And is there tranquility, concentration in our salah? So this is one effort we have to make on perfecting and improving our salah. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we have a whole program daily regarding the perfecting of one salah for the whole month on Kitab al-Anwar al-Salah, which is done here throughout the month of Ramadan. And many brothers, mashallah, have come and spent 30 days and they benefit really from this Kitab. If Allah gives tawfiq, we try and spend one Ramadan here also so we can get this full Kitab and we can take the benefit. Otherwise, the Kitab can be acquired, also bought. But to sit in the company of the pious and to listen to them has a different effect. Number two, our zakat. 2.5%, every one of us, we know it's farz upon us to pay our zakat every year. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who pays zakat, he has purified his wealth. And when a people don't pay their zakat, then it leads to many, many problems. One problem which we are having is there is less rain in the country in certain areas. One major reason for this is because of not paying zakat. That Allah ta'ala stops the rain from the places and droughts come. Besides zakat, there are other rights of wealth. Fulfilling the rights of family members, looking after the masajid, the madrasas, and other religious causes, assisting people in difficulties, these are some of the rights on a person's wealth. We have to pay for these things. Number three, our fasting, the month of Ramadan, from morning, subah sadiq, until the evening, abstaining from eating, drinking, and fulfilling one's desires, this is farz upon a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person has a zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Just like how zakat purifies your wealth, fasting purifies the body from spiritual sicknesses and physical sicknesses. And together with fasting, many of us fast, but then we have to look at a proper fast. Fasting of our eyes, our tongue, our ears, our lungs, our heart, our thoughts, and our stomach, from all kinds of sin. Then a person will get the benefit of fasting. So not just fasting, but to bring the reality of fasting into our lives. Then number four is Hajj. We have to perform Hajj once in our lifetime. If Allah has given a person wealth, they are great virtues for this year. And to perform Umrah once in our life is Sunnah Muakkada. And to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara is a very great act of worship and a means of gaining great, great blessings and barakah. Then number five is Qurbani. We have to make Qurbani if Allah has given a person wealth. They are great virtues. Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Ali says that even if Qurbani is not compulsory upon a person, it's an act of very, very great. A very great worship, we should try to fulfill this act of Qurbani. Number six, our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Daily we should try to read the Quran Sharif. Ulama say that the bare minimum, two khatams a year a person must make, from the starting till the ending, that's the bare minimum. Ideally, the best we should make an effort to reach a non-hafiz, one para a day, and in a month we can try to finish one khatam every month, and a non-hafiz and a hafiz, one khatam every 10 days, three paras a day. A person should try to make effort towards. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most virtuous act of worship for my ummah is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So daily to take our time for tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then number seven, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make effort on this also. Nabi sallallahu Allah ta'ala says, make the zikr of Allah ta'ala in great abundance so you will be successful. Take our time daily to make the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Ask our mashayikh, they will prescribe some zikr for us. So we try to engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number eight, to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every action of ours, our eating, our sleeping, our lifestyle, our marriages, our funerals, every action, what was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is also one action of ibadat. It's a very, very great form of ibadat also. And number nine, calling people towards righteousness and preventing people from evil. It's a very, very great important duty upon us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people become involved in sin, and there are people amongst them who can stop them, but they don't stop them, then eventually Allah will send such a punishment upon the people that the punishment will be general for every single person. One narration mentions, then you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your dua will not be accepted. You had the ability, and every person has got the ability. One is a general address which the ulama should only do. Normal person shouldn't stand up and give nahi anil munkar, prevent people from evil. But in his individual capacity, those who he has got the ability to speak to people, to at least have the speaker make dua, Allah, in our community this evil is taking place, ya Allah, please remove it. So this is one duty. So these are the 9 points of ibadat which we should try to improve ourselves, bring these things into our life. Two important notes. One is, before engaging in a lot of nafal actions, we should make qaza of all our past salahs, our fasting, our zakat, our qurbani. Many years, now we come to the Islahi Jalsa, we say, I must change my life. But I've got 10 years of qaza salahs. Go ask the ulama, how can I cover up? Inshallah, they will give you a very easy way. Slowly, slowly, a person can cover up all his salahs. In 10 years, inshallah, slowly one namaz a day, he does it. And many, many people, alhamdulillah, 15 years, 20 years of salahs, and they manage to cover it up. And they finish all of that. Sometimes a person becomes pious, he goes in jamaat. Now he comes, he changes his life, but now he forgets about the past. So 10 years of namaz, he leaves it out, and he continues forward. So this is incorrect, because your namaz is faraz. Whatever you missed out in the past, the person has to cover up all of the day. So that responsibility will remain upon a person, so we should create within ourselves the fikr and concern. And finally, a person should not merely suffice that I'm doing the action. I read my salah. But an effort should be made to create life in our actions. And that is why one reason we come to the Khanqah, to create soul and life in our actions. That I'm performing salah for so many years, but am I getting a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is the effort which all of us have to bring into our lives. Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. So this is the second branch of our deen. Inshallah, we will mention the other three branches later on. But let us see how can we start making changes in our life. Allah give us all tawfiq.